وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي محمد حفظك الله تعالى. I understand that the brother he's facing problem regarding understanding Hadith Abi Dharr in the time of in the terms of the sunset and the sunrise. Correct. The answer of my dear brother حفظك الله تعالى. Tell him يا أخي, this is unseen. This is unseen. Unseen means things that doesn't based on a physical material and physical evidence. You understand? Unseen, the unseen, al-iman bil-ghayb, believe on the unseen is the border in between believers and disbelievers. That's why we call it belief and disbelief. If everything and if the unseen based on a material evidence and things that you can understand and we can figure how it is not unseen anymore. And there is no iman bil-ghayb. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. This is the description of the believers. That's why we don't face problem and there's not problem on us if the hadith is authentic and the ayah is clear. آمنا بالله. I really feel mercy for those people who they have this kind of problem with this kind of hadith. You understand? Because it go back to a problem in the faith, in the belief. You understand? And they will face loads of problem because already our religion is based on unseen. That's why Allah Jalla encourage us to be among the believers who they believe in the unseen. You cannot, akhi, put your narrow mind thinking and the human rules to put a judgment on this huge big universe. If with this way, I think my brother, you're gonna lose it sooner or later. I give you a small example. Every philosopher, the old philosopher, the Greek philosophers, they put a rule. It's a famous among them. They said, what doesn't matter how deep you are in logic and searching evidence in everything, in the end you will reach to a fact that you're gonna knock your head with one of the question marks tools, with one of the question tools, question words. If you are studying about, for example, the fly or the mosquito or the bugs, whatever, and you give all your life and your time to learn this stuff, in the end you're gonna reach, doesn't matter how much you think you are genius in it, in the end you're gonna reach to a fact that how? Why is like that? How comes? In the end it's like that. That's why they say the human brain bordered by question words. In the end, you're going to reach to one of it. Why? Because in the end, you cannot put judgment on everything according to what you understand. If you have a problem with the sun, means you have a problem with everything Allah created. Why is that? Because Allah in the Quran, He said, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالنُّجُومِ وَالْجِبَالِ وَالشَّجَرِ وَالدَّوَابِ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. You didn't see that everything due to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then Allah said, Al-Shams, the sun, Al-Qamar, the moon, Al-Nujum, the stars, Al-Jibal, the mountains, Wal-Nujum, Wal-Jibal, Wal-Shajar, the trees, lots of people, and lots of days of the punishment. Everything due to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're going to have problem with everything. Because Allah Jalla Ala said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِي وَلَكِ لَا تَفْقَهُمَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. Everything due to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But you cannot recognize this tasbih. So, you cannot put judgment on the unseen according to what you understand. What you have is taslim, amanna billahi wa rasul. We believe the sun do sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal every day, every time, like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with a form that we don't know how. And how is the sujood of it? Allahu a'lam, amanna billahi wa rasul. Simple as that, akhi, barakallahu fi.